Now you heard a story today about men who were making a stew. Do you remember what happened in the story? They were making it out of different vegetables, but somebody made a mistake. Do you remember what the mistake was? What did they do? They went out into the field to collect herbs, vegetables. And this one man collected instead gourds. Now gourds can make you very sick and even sometimes kill you. And so what happened? He shredded them right into the pot. Luckily, they tasted it because these were very bitter. And they said, "Oh man of God, there's death in the pot." Do you remember what the man of God did? He took meal, it's like a heavy flour, and he put it into the pot, and it was made better. He did a miracle, didn't he? He took away the poison. But what's interesting here is it could be made better. For what reason? Why could it be made better? By the meal. The meal means the good of life, taking what is true and doing it. It represented being instructed, being told, this is what you should do. And when they put it into the pot, it meant they did it. Why was it that the thing was poisonous to begin with? Because the man made a mistake. He didn't do it on purpose, did he? Have you ever noticed that? Some people do things by mistake, and yet still something bad happens. Why is that? Because mistakes are not done according to the truth, and there is evil in them. Even if the person didn't know it, evil means something bad happens. So if you're making a stew and you put a poisonous vegetable into the stew, it could kill someone. What was good is they could taste it. They could tell it was evil before they ate it. What would have happened if they had eaten it? They would have died. And so mistakes, even if we don't mean any harm, can harm other people. That's the lesson. Do you notice what happened when they made a mistake? It said they gave an offering to the Lord so the Lord could pardon them. Once they found out that something wrong was done, they had to make amends for it. Does that happen sometimes? Sometimes you're running too fast and knock somebody over. What do you do then? Now, you were running too fast. That was a mistake. You weren't looking where you were going, and you knocked someone over. Do you just keep on running and say, doesn't matter, I didn't know it was wrong? No. You stop, you lift the person up, you tell them you're sorry, and hopefully they aren't hurt too bad. If they're hurt too bad, you need to bring them to someone else. So running too fast without looking where you're going is a mistake. Now, what would happen after you've done this a couple of times, knocked a couple people over, and you say, you know what, I did that by mistake. It doesn't matter, I can run just as fast as I want, not look where I'm going, because I don't know. But you do know now, don't you? After you've done it a couple of times, and you've learned that you could hurt people, you now have to stop doing that, don't you? Well, that's true about all sorts of things in our life. We will do things, and we don't do them from an evil motive, but we don't know that they're wrong. For instance, what happens if a child goes into a store with their parents and they take a candy bar off the shelf? And they're walking out with a candy bar and their parents see them. What do you think the parents are going to do? Are they going to say, oh no, you can keep it because you didn't know any better? Is that what the parents are going to do? Do you think that's what they're going to do? Say, oh no, it doesn't matter. You didn't know that you were taking it. You didn't know it was stealing. No, they're going to say, no, that's wrong. You've got to pay for something. Sometimes they may go back in and pay for it. Sometimes they'll just simply go and put it back again, right? You didn't know. When you're really, really young, you don't know what it is. So your parents teach you. But now that you know that it's wrong, you can't go back in that store and take it again and say, I don't know any better. I'm just a child. Or I don't know any better. And, you know, because I just was never taught, nobody told me. The store manager might get mad, but I don't know any better. No, you can't do that. That's what's called doing it with a high hand. Doing it on purpose. Doing something wrong. And so the first couple of times, maybe once, maybe twice, before you realize it's wrong, it doesn't stick to you. Now let's ask this. What if somebody went into the store over and over again and took things, and everybody said, oh, they're just little, they don't know any better. And they just let them take more and more things from the store. What do you think that child would learn? They would learn that they can be selfish. They would learn that they can do whatever they want and it doesn't matter. And so even though they were never told it was wrong, they gradually develop the habit of stealing. They develop doing something wrong in themselves. And so what happens? That evil grows in them. And so we're taught in the heavenly doctrine that even though ignorance excuses, it doesn't take away confirmed falsity and evil. And so if a person starts doing it, and then finally somebody tells him he's wrong, he says, I didn't know, but he wants to do it again and again anyway. And so that's why you're told by the Lord the Ten Commandments. That's why you're told by your parents what you should and shouldn't do. It isn't to condemn you that they say it. It's so that you don't do something wrong. And this is true for all of us. The Lord warns us. The Lord tells us. Sometimes a neighbor might tell us it's wrong. And maybe the first time it doesn't go in. But we're taught in the heavenly doctrines that when evils are done, the first times they don't go in. But gradually, the evil within, because it likes something wrong, will bring it into our heart. And so, if ignorance would excuse, and all we needed to do was not know, why then did the Lord give us the Ten Commandments from Mount Sinai with such a great miracle? Because it says we needed to know what evils are sins, what evils attach us to hell and bring the soul downward and make us into evil people. So the Lord from Mount Sinai thundered out with lightning and his voice loud so the people would know what was right and what was wrong. Because without knowing what is right and wrong, the ignorance may excuse the first couple of times. But gradually, this type of evil can dig into us deeper and deeper and bring us into something that we can't get out. Now, some people assume that goods can remove evils. We read in the Last Judgment Posthumus, it appears to them, moreover, as if goods removed evil, saying in our heart, if I do good, then I shall avoid evil. Nevertheless, the case is as follows. That such a one does good from obedience to the precepts of the Lord, yet not from the Lord, but from himself. Thus, not from any spiritual law, except only apparently, but from a moral and civil law. In this case, his evils nevertheless remain. For although he does not do them, yet he is not averse to them. Consequently, when the love of evil with its delight returns, he does not resist them, but either excuses them and does it, or omits doing it on account of himself and the world. Moreover, he does not then know what evil is. The case is otherwise when he fights against evil from the spiritual law, that is the Ten Commandments. For insofar as he does this, he censures evil. That means he says it is wrong. And then he loves good and its truth. And so if we don't know something's wrong, what's the best thing that can happen for us? What was the best thing that happened for that man who put the gourds into the stew? Somebody tasted it and said, there's death in the pot. Being told that this could do harm, being told it's wrong, and then they could make amends. In the case of there, they had Elisha to work a miracle. In the case of us, it says that we then stop doing it. We stop wanting to do something wrong. So although it is true that ignorance excuses, indeed, we even read this about that how important it is that there's something of ignorance in the world. For it says that it was perceived by a spiritual idea that offenses could not but come. This is from Spiritual Diary 2320. Since man is in a very general idea of truths, meaning a very vague idea. For instance, take the most general idea that the Lord rules all things, inasmuch as there are innumerable things which conflict, causing man to doubt that the Lord can rule all things, such as the example we read earlier about how evil there are evil things in the world, and how this can evils exist, and very many other things. There cannot but be something to rise in the mind that wants to destroy the truth. because he understands nothing except from his senses and his body, and supposes himself to be able from these to acquire himself faith, which is from the Lord alone. Therefore, he cannot have faith. I saw in the spiritual world that there must be such as make themselves continually conflicts, and this would destroy the truths of faith. It says, unless ignorance excused, it would be all over with the man. And so it is that, yes, there is ignorance in the world, and ignorance does make it so men are not as responsible for the evils they do the first few times. A man may say that an earthquake happens simply because of nature, because they don't want to blame God for people dying. That's a good thing. He doesn't understand how everything comes from the spiritual world, and so he's excused. But what if he said, this earthquake came and people died, therefore there couldn't be a God, and he denies God instead. Now, instead of being in ignorance, he takes on what's called a falsity and a falsity from evil. And that can dig into him. And if he confirms himself in atheism, then his ignorance, even though he's even more ignorant now than he was before, does not excuse him, because it said there was enough proof around him that there is a God. Just have to look out the window and see the beauty of nature to know that the Lord exists and that the Lord is making everything wonderful. And then when there's a few evil things, we may have our doubts, we may not understand it. But it is no reason, because we're ignorant, to deny God. And there's many other evils like this that can come on us, and we can say that it doesn't matter. For instance, maybe somebody's very, very poor, and they don't have any food, and they say, well, since I'm poor and nobody's helping me, I'm just going to take it. And they start taking food, and they justify that. There's a certain ignorance in there. But because they're being selfish, that ignorance now leads to the denial that stealing is wrong. And therefore, they need to learn the truth, stop the stealing, return to the Lord. And then that sin can be pardoned. And so it is that the Lord tells us, if we are sinning and we stop sinning for the Lord's sake, that evil can be removed. And maybe we fell into it through ignorance. But once we're taught the truth, it says, then ignorance no longer excuses. And we need to be taught the truth, because those things, some of those things, are evil in themselves, and they will bring about the harm of many, many people around us. And so it is that the Lord has given us his truth, so that he can help pull us out of this ignorance that could lead us into falsity, that could lead us into evil, and then into hell. And so when someone says to you, especially if the Lord says to you, thou shalt not do this, do not take offense from this, but learn from it, and learn that the truth shall make you free.